All right. Yeah, there we go. We are
All right.
on. We are It's on and cracking.
That's right.
What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Kev Sakota decided that he was going to attempt to turn on and off things using my Google through speakerphone. And he was able to get fart sounds to play, so there's that. That's the yeah. All right. I'm glad that you enjoyed that.
Google is great.
But yeah, well, yeah, especially for those of us who didn't set up our voice protection.
I think you just I think I heard in your voice the understanding while you were saying it that you were realizing you were opening yourself up to a whole world of trauma that was goes far beyond me.
It's a thing. All right, real quick, my opening question. Speaking of trauma, well, maybe not so
Yes.
much for some people. So I haven't really followed up on the chicken sandwich thing. Not really my bag. But I know how to let people enjoy their lives, so I don't really have to like go on Facebook or be outside discussing how other people shouldn't be doing it. You know, maybe some of you guys should practice that. But anyway,
Some.
right? It's like, can people live? Are you okay with that? Anyway, how long, Kev? Opening question.
Yep.
How long before Chick-fil-A accuses Popeyes of making gay sandwiches?
Oh, I assumed it already happened.
Did you really?
What else do they have?
Right?
That's their cornerstone policy position.
I mean, you're still dominating the chicken nugget market, so I don't really understand what the sandwich issue is.
Yeah, it's just, they couldn't turn that double play there. They got the nuggets. They couldn't just slide that between, a couple pieces of bread and
This is going really. This isn't your best one. We'll start again on the other side, y'all.
What's up? This is Stubbs the Chief Rocker, and you're listening to the Snapback. Oops, no, you're not. My bad, Trek. You were listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
Yes, y'all. Thank you for that drop, Stubbs. And you are live, y'all, on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy, Track Life, and your fam, Sev. Your fam, Sev, huh? Your
Sev
fam.
Kokoda.
Your fam, Kev Sakota.
What's happening, Popeye?
Right? It's all Oh, man. And, yeah, let's just jump in out here. Since I'm already tripping, let's just jump in out here tripping, like,
Okay.
we'll just walk straight into it. Real quick, before we go into that, like, comment, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. Wherever you guys have tuned in from, we appreciate y'all. We want y'all to, continue to rock with us. So tell others about us. All right, now out here tripping, Kev.
Okay. Who's tripping?
Gene Kramer is,
Yeah.
woo, I mean, super tripping. Like, we need one of those like sound buttons, super, like something like that.
She could jump in a time machine and go back 50 years and jump out on the other side, still be tripping,
and still be
out
tripping,
there.
right? For real. Who is Jean Kramer? She is a city council candidate in Michigan who shocked a public forum when she said that she wants to keep her community white as much as possible. Oh boy. The community of Marysville is who Jean is talking about, and I'll read her quote. "Husband and wife need to be the same race. Same thing with kids," she said. that's how it's been from the beginning of, how can I say, when God created heaven and earth. He created Adam and Eve at the same time. No, he didn't. Anyway, yeah. But as far as me being against blacks, no, I am not. All right. All right. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Kev. Take it away.
Well, okay. First of all, I wasn't listening to you. So did you mention, I know you mentioned the name of the city, but Marysville is in Michigan, just so you can get a geographical lock on
Marysville, you know, Michigan. Yep.
Because y'all probably assume that it's in the deep. Deep. Yeah.
No. It is roughly, Marysville is roughly 90% white, by the way. If it's, it's 9,700 person population, is about 90% white.
Yeah, it's pretty wild though, right? And this was like, it seems like it's early in the campaign for whatever this position was, and people, the candidates were just on a dais, sort of giving their opening, you know, this was her opening salvo.
She jumped out the box with this, like, you know.
Yeah, and she came in with the haymaker.
Yeah. I don't plan on getting voted in, so this is what I got to say. Like, you know what I mean? You guys have been shutting me out of all the Facebook groups, so finally I'm going to go ahead and jump out here and say what I feel like saying.
Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So she looks like Estelle Getty from The Golden Girls, Sophia, which means she actually might have been around to know whether or not Adam and Eve were actually. She assumes they're white. I don't know.
Well, the funny part is, she assumes that Adam and Eve were white, which, okay, I don't know if she assumes that, but you know, she certainly used them as her point of reference. And look, I don't know. I'm not suggesting anybody believe or don't believe in the story of Adam and Eve, but just based on the story, no, they were not created at the same time. So, you know, all your knowledge is off here, Jean Kramer.
Yeah, she's not up on her biblical cinematic universe.
No, BCU. No, she's not even close. Oh boy. Did you get a chance to see the video and see some of the responses from the other candidates?
I read the responses that were in print. I could not watch the video. That would have seemed like an episode of Parks and Rec that got left on the cutting room floor. I assumed.
Yo, it was that uncomfortable. Like, it just, everybody was looking around while she was saying it, and people were like, is this happening? Like, this is actually happening. You have to be really, all right, you've got to be pretty freaking racist to upset a town that is 90% white with racial rhetoric. Like,
well, yeah, I mean, you know, and you know, God bless the people who spoke up and spoke out against this clearly ridiculous thing she said. But I want to jump back to something you quoted her. She said husband and wife need to be the same race.
Yes.
Same thing with kids.
Yes. Right.
Based on her comments, I assume her husband is white.
Assuming.
Which I assume means that at some point she came home with a dark-skinned child. Because she doesn't really know how this works.
I looked at that too and went, okay, same with kids. How? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say that she's not a solid candidate for Marysville, Michigan City Council.
She's not a solid candidate for being released from institution.
There were more in her sentence. That's what I was asking if you watched the video.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was not articulate by any stretch of the imagination.
She was looking for the right words to express her... ignorance.
No, yeah. In these days and times, you should be able to perfect your ignorance, right? Like, flawless ignorance is actually a thing right now, so.
Well, it's a, yeah, it's, there's a many role models for that. That's the thing. That's why one of the other candidates said, where was it? I'm looking through the article to say, because he said something like, you know, he said something about it being 2019.
Yeah.
Little comment here.
Yep. Yeah, he said...
Or something like, did I miss something? Isn't it 2019?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, have you seen 2019? Yeah.
He was like, I thought we dealt with the civil rights thing 50 years ago. And I'm like, well, actually, yeah, that's, it seems to be an issue that's now being brought up again. This is a revisited issue. Yeah. So the civil rights thing has been revisited as of recent.
Yeah. But she's definitely out here tripping.
Definitely
being out here tripping.
You know what, man? And I actually wrote this down as another segment, but it's funny because I said she'd been kicked out of all of the Facebook groups. But I just kind of want to throw this story out there real quick. So I ended up joining like the Neighborhood Watch app for my neighborhood, right? And then also like joining this West Covina Neighborhood Watch Facebook group. Now, I know a lot of y'all are like, what? But nah, you got to hear me out here.
Okay.
I walk my dog every day, right? And I get looks of suspicion on a regular basis. So when I found out that this app and this group existed, I really just joined to like wait for my moment to be on it. So somebody could be like, yo, black dude with dreadlocks walking up the street, casing houses while walking his dog. Because I just know it's going to happen at some point. You know what I mean? But I found so much, much more. So it
so much more rewarding.
It's way more rewarding, yo. Oh, man. It's really like the place for Republicans to try to like plead their case. It's basically like political groups, right? All these neighborhood watch groups are really like little minor political groups. So it's really interesting to be able to just bust a whole little powwow up every so often. Like now I'm that guy. You know what I'm saying? the well actually guy in the Republican group. Like, actually, that's not.
Wait a minute. You're that guy in it. You're that guy in every group.
Well, all right. Some people will agree with you, right? But then they're also that guy. So as Fizz and Omega applaud and you know, other people that listen say, oh, yeah, you're right, Reg, you're that guy. Well, but you're that guy, too. So that's the problem. So don't powwow here and team up, Kev, that guy, Kev. That guy, Alan.
They're going to join that group.
You what?
From across the country, they're going to join that group just to.
I wish I could totally get all my friends in it. We would be booted out. I'm pretty close to being kicked out. I'm almost sure of it. But I'm saying you got to be careful of these neighborhood watch groups. I think that's really the point I wanted to make. I didn't want to spend like a lot of time on it, but you just got to be careful. It's like indoctrination groups. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. You're going to find out that it's you and just a bunch of Russians.
Right? I don't ever see any of these people in my neighborhood.
Just walk up to your average sort of run-of-the-mill white person in the Cove and just ask them if they're on that app.
Right.
Like, no. What?
They're like, what? What's Facebook?
Are you scared of my small dog? No. No. Nor are you. No.
Right? Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a neighborhood watch app or group for Jay-Z right now.
Oh, there is. It's called social media.
All of it. And every social media is upset and or defending Jay-Z. I've titled this Jay-Z this, Jay-Z that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because good Lord.
Yeah.
All right. So just to catch anybody in the world who is not up to speed on what's going on, anybody listening to the show already knows, like you already know the deal. But just Jay-Z's company, Roc Nation, has struck a deal with the NFL to be the entertainment and social justice ambassador in a way. And the internet just flipped out. The internet just completely lost. Like it was like it was over. I was like, "Whoa, that was the end." You know, civil rights movements all came to a screeching halt. And you know, I just was like, "Whoa, what just happened right now?" So, I actually didn't even put a source for this. I just put like Google that. Don't even just type Jay-Z in Google, and your Google will turn like blood red in anger and screaming will come out of your speakers like. It's levels of insanity I don't think I've ever seen. So I'm going to attempt to have this conversation on Rap Sucks Radio.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So let's kind of timeline this. We'll go back to last year. Basically, Jay-Z said, you know, the NFL doesn't need me. I don't need the NFL. I pack stadiums without them or whatever. Colin Kaepernick has, at that point, struck a deal with the NFL. Details of that deal were not released, but at that point, he still continued to pursue playing football, you know, playing for a team. No team has picked him up. It seems clear that Colin Kaepernick is blackballed in the NFL. There's just no arguing that. Even if you say now he's too old or maybe incapable, well, he was blackballed until he was incapable, if that's what your argument is. So that is a clear thing. Jermaine Dupri does a couple concerts in the park, gets all the ridicule and scrutiny for it. I do think there was a difference between what he did and what Jay-Z did, but not by very much. And I had words for Jermaine Dupri, so that's fair. Mm-hmm. Yeah, skip ahead. Kaepernick's still fighting. And Jay-Z strikes this deal. There you go. I didn't timeline the reasoning because we all know that Kaepernick knelt and we all understand that part. But so here we are. We're striking this deal. And part of the reason for the deal, at least Jay-Z's reason, is that we're beyond kneeling and it's time for action. So in his opinion, he seems to feel like if you can get on the inside and start to direct things, then you can make change. That's me, you know, speaking on his behalf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Black community says, hell no, we done with that. So I don't know where to land on this one. Because nothing is really happening.
Oh, I thought you did know where to land.
I don't know whether, I can't really call Jay-Z out for this because nothing has happened. Like, the deal has happened, but the fruits of the deal have not come to fruition. And that's really been my main argument. All right, well, we can say what we think this is, and on both sides of the coin, we're wrong until we're proven right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, some of us are going to use any, you know, now these things don't always go swimmingly, so we're going to use any failure to say that this went wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to lie and say that Jay-Z told Jermaine Dupri not to take the same deal. And then when Jermaine Dupri clarifies, we're going to say, but Jay-Z said in his raps that he was, you know, whatever. So we already know that Jermaine Dupri's covering up. Like, we're just not going to accept the fact that that was a lie and and it can be clarified. So we're going to look for any reason to say that this is going wrong. And on the other hand, some of us are going to look for any reason to say that it's going right. You know what I'm saying? My whole thing is
totally. Nothing
has happened. So I don't see anything wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but by the time something happens, everyone will have moved on to a fish sandwich or something. Long John Silver's versus McDonald's or something.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to take one of the notes that you made under this topic heading and take it a little further. There is so much to unbackpack in this conversation.
I see what you did there.
You like it. Yep. I did it. I said it. I mean, look, we've just finished a week where the president called himself the chosen one and called himself the Messiah.
Yes.
So let's talk about Jehovah. And you know I'm a fan. I'm pretty sure I'm a bigger fan than you are.
That
overall,
it's probably true. I think most people are bigger fans of Jay-Z than I am.
You know, so I say, I put that out front. If you wanted to call him a sellout as a man, there are probably some other things in his life that he's done that you could be a lot more judgmental about than a business decision that, you know, the results of which, to your point, we haven't seen yet.
Right.
You know, you know, my response to that would be, well, you haven't cut bait yet.
No.
Because you like his music.
Right.
You know, I see the contradiction. I see you wanting to point out his hypocrisy, not you, but the general public.
The general public, yes.
But like my whole thing was, and I think I used Taylor Swift as an example, but if Adam Levine had been chosen to fill this role, I don't think anybody would have said anything.
Well,
you know, and by the way, you mentioned, I didn't know what the actual title was. I think I might have read it, but you reminded it's not just entertainment, but social justice.
Right. Yes.
That bar is super low.
In the NFL? Absolutely.
In the NFL. Super low. So yeah. It's like, you know, if I was Jay, I'd go put the hottest country act on Lil Nas X.
I mean, right? Matter of fact, if he's not opening the next Super Bowl show, I think Jay already messed up. Like, that's where I'll be like, oh, yeah, Jay screwed up, because Lil Nas X should be the headliner, or, you know, at least part of the act. But
right. And, you know, they're going to go to Jay and say, is it OK if I take a knee at the start of my set?
It's like, yeah, good. Yeah, whatever.
Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Because at that point, what I'd like to see, you know what I'm saying, without. You know, because people get fussy, and I think that's an important, you know, like, you guys are really fussy about this. It's not something that I take seriously, because I just know, you said a lot to unbackpack, right? Mm-hmm. My actual words, even though yours were much more cleverly stated, is I think this is a hippity hop issue. Like, the hippity hoppers are really mad at it, and that's my difference between a hip hop person who, you know, understands the vast difference between arts and rhymes and styles, and then the, right, you know, Nazi-esque hip-hop person. I call you guys hippity-hoppers. And I think a lot of this is hippity-hopper issues. You didn't like Jay-Z's music, so you don't like any decision that Jay-Z makes. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. I carry pointless beefs, too. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that that's a thing, right? You think that Nas won the Ether battle, but then he didn't win overall, and it's a thing, and you didn't really want Jay-Z to come up. You rather would have had Biggie, and then you have this thing about really liking Tupac. Like, all of these emotions that you have come out whenever Jay-Z makes a successful or controversial decision, and I get it. I totally get it. I have meaningless issues, too. But the thing is, what I'd like to see is the NFL understanding that these players are contracted with slightly guaranteed money to play a profession that is really freaking, you know, CTE is an issue. It's a mm-hmm. dangerous game. And you're recruiting players from some pretty difficult backgrounds that come from some pretty harsh situations, and they're making money and having a voice because of this NFL platform to make changes in their own community. You know what I'm saying? And for the NFL to do what they did to Kaepernick, which is basically try to silence that voice, that's where you messed up. The NFL didn't cause police brutality. The NFL is not the end-all, be-all of the civil rights movement. Matter of fact, it's like the smallest item ever. But what they did when they tried to stifle Kaepernick's voice and Eric Reid's voice would show that we don't care at all about these athletes. We don't care that Junior Seau died of, you know, CTE issues. We don't care about them at all. We don't care about where they're from. We don't care anything. All we want you to do is go knock yourself out on this field, right? You cannot have that message as an NFL team and an NFL owner. You just can't. You know what I'm saying? You have to carry yourself in a more ethical way. And what I'm hoping is that Jay-Z can convey that, or his organization of you know, higher thinking people can convey that message to the team owners. Like, this is a platform that you know, took a lot of achievement to reach, and it's going to be used to support my community. You know, Marshawn Lynch would be one example. Richard Sherman would be another example. You know, Jim Brown would be another example. This platform is going to be used. The best thing you could do is get behind it or try to understand it, as opposed to try to snuff it out and stifle it. So that's me.
You just said several mouthfuls, though. Because the you know, and every time someone has this conversation, we go back to the key point that the focus of what Colin Kaepernick did was specifically about police brutality.
Right.
Because I, unless I'm wrong, I don't believe he was trying to make a comment on the CTE issue.
Not at all. No.
Not at all, right? So, but I guarantee you, and to me, that's really, and this has not, you know, so take police brutality and know that it is a infinitely impactful and consequential issue that does not affect football players specifically. It affects all of America and the larger Western world,
yes,
specifically, but it's specifically an American thing when it comes to young African-American men at the hands of police. That is an issue that we could spend 3 episodes talking about.
Yep.
In depth.
Yep.
And if you've listened to this show to any extent, you know that I'm not an expert on the NFL, much less any other professional sport. But what I always think about, especially when you talk about deals like this, which are business deals, is what is the business interest? And I guarantee you that if Jay-Z says anything about CTE, he will be the shortest-lived executive of talent and social justice that the league has ever employed.
And if that's the case, Kev, then this will have gone entirely wrong. Because it,
well, I mean,
you know,
no, I don't know. Or well, it would have gone wrong in the eyes of, in the emotions of Roger Goodell. It would, you know, because it's, this is the thing. To me, they're grasping at straws to hold on to the audience that they have in the most effective ways possible. And I guarantee you, they asked Jay-Z to. I can't guarantee this, but my guess was that they've offered Jay-Z this opportunity before and the money wasn't enough.
Possibly. That's possible.
If you're going to be really cynical, right?
Right.
So now they've found a common ground and they've agreed to move forward with this as an idea, as a concept. But there are already retired players, you know, black, white, and everybody in between, who's saying, I'm not going to let my son play.
Right.
Or my daughter play.
Right.
You know, because we have not, we don't really even know what the impacts are, you know, or, you know, the causes to the impacts to the prevention. And we're certainly not doing enough to educate, let alone prevent the injury and trauma that is a, you know, long lasting impact of playing this game. And then you have all these other people who say, shut up and dribble, shut up and play, shut up and run the ball. You know?
Yeah.
And that all gets confused with what the young man's message was when he took a knee, which was, I know all that's an issue. I'm not talking about that.
Right.
I'm not talking about the flag.
Right.
I'm not talking about my country. I'm not talking about the military for sure. The only thing I'm talking about is something that happens in our country to my people.
Right.
You know, and that's something that, you know, and so if you take it back to Jay-Z, it's like, hey man, if he can make a positive impact or shine a light for, it's really for the fans who don't understand what it is that Kaepernick was talking about or what is happening in communities outside of their own. Because you damn sure know that the owners know. It doesn't impact them or their children for the most part, but you know, they know what it was and they were really happy when the stable genius jumped in and
there's the other part
decided
of
to make,
yeah.
Yeah. Decided to make hay out of it, you know?
Right. And then tried to jump back on the other side. Like, I hope Kaepernick gets a chance to play if he's good. And I mean, look, dude, if you're a voter on any side of the coin, you see what this is now, right? This issue should tell you what this is. I'll say anything and do anything to remain in a position of power, remain the president. I don't care. I don't care about fixing an issue. I don't care about truly fighting an issue. It's all a matter of trying to remain in power. But that's not the, you know, point of this discussion. Everything you said is dead accurate. My only addition is the NFL is not going to be able to fix any of it outside of, you know, putting research money and everything into the idea of CTE. That's why the helmet thing is such a big deal, which I won't get into that. But, you know, research on helmets, et cetera, they're trying in their own quiet way to fix things. And the problem with that is you're too big to be quiet. You have to be transparent. So the transparency of larger national issues, issues that are outside of football, like police brutality, like gentrification, you know, these things you're trying to keep out of your game, but U.S. citizens play your game. U.S. citizens are the contractors that play for your team. They cannot shut up and dribble. They cannot shut up and run up the field. They cannot. That's not what any American should be doing. Not one American. There is no shut up and serve a McDonald's hamburger. There is none of that. You don't have to shut up. So the NFL needs to understand that entirely. Whether it's CTE, whether it's police brutality, whether it's, you know, allowing their players to utilize their platform and basically approaching the players and saying, okay, look, this is not the way that we want to do this. How can we support this? How can we get an understanding of what you're doing? Like they need to not try to stay out of it just to be neutral. They need to understand that these are the concerns of the players that contract with them, and they need to step up and be part of it.
I totally agree.
So,
yep.
Yeah. You did mention the Stable Genius, by the way.
Man, that dude. And he made it worse for them, by the way. But he makes it worse for everybody.
Yeah, he does.
They would have been able to sweep Kaepernick under the rug a lot more easily if he didn't say anything.
Oh, man. In my opinion. Yeah, well, they had a problem on their hands, and yeah, he just threw gas on it. It was a fire.
They were there trying to rake the forest floor, and he went and threw gas on it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, which, you know, like you said,
I know why you're bringing his. I don't even want to waste my words on, but I know why you're bringing him up.
Well, come on, man, the chosen one. You know what I mean?
Indeed, the golden hair child,
the man who has ordered every American business to stop doing business with China and find other ways. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He got curved by ASAP Rocky. Is ASAP trying to get a seat back at the table? He never left the table to me entirely, but he certainly has said enough to be kicked off the table. What you probably know now is I'm pretty nice. To a lot of people concerning their issues and what they say, because ASAP Rocky behind should have had to sit at the kids' table, but
yeah.
Apparently
to me, he's smarter than all of them put together.
He really is,
as far as I can tell.
Man, he my note on this whole story is pointlessly interesting, but Trump wanted a thank you for getting ASAP out of the situation in Sweden. Apparently, there were a lot of moving parts to ASAP Rocky's ultimate freedom.
Right.
My opinion is that the main moving part was time. Sweden really wanted to send him a message. And I really think that that's all that this was. And, you know, and ASAP ended up in the middle of it. But, well, put himself in the middle of it. But anyway, they reached out to ASAP Rocky to Trump. The Trump administration has reached out to ASAP Rocky on multiple occasions, attempting to get a thank you for getting him released. And ASAP has just stopped returning the calls and he just basically curved him. You know what I'm saying?
Fantastic. It's great. He ghosted him.
He straight ghosted Trump.
He should change his name to Ghost.
Straight up.
Wait, that's taken.
That is taken. Ghost Trump.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP, yeah.
ASAP should be, he should be cast and go as Ghost in the Disney animated reboot of Power.
The Disney animated reboot of Power. Get him.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Disney Plus, they need content.
Straight up. Yeah, straight ghosted. That's a pretty long list of people that are sort of on the outside of, or people that are not, don't truly have a seat at the table, because LeVar Ball faded the president for that. And ASAP faded the president for that. And these are two people that, you know, based on, well, I don't understand the issues with LeVar Ball, and I never will. But at least ASAP Rocky, like, he certainly mouthed himself into some problems with the community. And but, you know.
Right.
But I guess.
It's, right. Yeah. But at least he was smart enough to not. Well, the thing that I didn't know until I read the article in Yahoo is that Pastor Daryl Scott was central to.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this whole conversation.
Yeah.
And there was one other guy who I wasn't familiar with. But Daryl Scott is a dude who, you know, I knew his name because I've seen him on TV. And I really don't particularly care for this dude.
Not at all.
Because I, you know. It's one thing, you know, it's like I think I can still separate when I disagree with your beliefs.
Right.
And I could separate that from you're full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and so he, you know, he and this other dude helped to mediate the talks with the Swedish officials who were making these decisions, and, you know, and got, you know, hopefully that they, you know, I would give them credit if it helped to make sure that Rocky's situation there was maybe a little bit less stressful than it otherwise would have been, or whatever, that he got at least fairness in what went down. But I mean, yo, you said you wanted to thank you. If I'm Rocky, I'm sitting there like, all right, thanks.
Right.
I'm not going on, you know, complex.com and putting out a video or something.
You want, like, me to do the weird Kanye thing where I go into the Oval Office and call you my dad? No, not doing that.
Right.
What are you doing? What are you? Why would you even consider get away from me? You know what I'm saying? Like, no.
But they're really bent at the White House. They're, out of all the things going on, that's something that they have spent more than 1 second being bent about. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man.
It's like, you've met rappers before. You met Kanye. Come on.
Right.
Rappers are flaky, man.
Well, all right. I mean, you know, I don't rap no more, so you're right. Yeah, absolutely. You rappers out there, you darn rappers.
You rappers. You rappers.
Hippity hoppers.
You're the reason we named this show.
Oh, man. Yeah, that situation is very, that ASAP Rock situation, I'm sorry, it's just one of the most interesting things in the world to me, because it just,
for the young people, that's proof positive that a terrible story can always have a happy ending.
It can, and it wasn't terrible when. It didn't start being terrible when it happened to him. It started being terrible when he chose to ignore it when it was happening to other people. Then it happened to him. So it's like, it's yeah. I hope he learned a lot from that, because I certainly did watching it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As far as people that don't learn, I actually named this segment after my daughter. is this?
She's not going to like this.
She's not. She's not at all. But this is technically nerd news, right?
Yep.
All right, cool. So let me do it. Nerd news.
that's weak.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's weak.
Nerd news. That was better.
It's better.
Well, it was a little better.
You should throw the reverb on there. Little echo.
I'm going to. Let's do it.
All right. Production value is coming. Oh.
Yo, a teenager who claims that her mother took her electronics away seemingly resorted to what might be the last imaginable place to tweet from.
Yep.
A refrigerator. I love it. I love it. I love every second of it.
It's awesome.
This is sourced by Fox News. So all you,
yeah,
you know, don't say that we don't read every, you know, side of the story.
You know it's true.
The teenager's name is Dorothy.
Yep.
There's no significance to that whatsoever. hold on, let me close my... All right. So, I got to timeline this for you.
her screen name is Dorothy666OG.
First of all...
In case you want to look her up.
That is really, really horrible. Second of all, so the page to make to continue with horrible, her page actually seems to function as an Ariana Grande fan page. So we're already backwards here.
Hence the screen name.
yeah. Yep. She posted in the least teenagery drama. Sarcasm, sarcasm, sarcasm. She posted on August 4th. I'm leaving forever. My mom took my phone. I'll miss you all. I'm crying. Goodbye. Which, I haven't seen The Wizard of Oz nor The Wiz, but it does seem like something that Dorothy would say on the way out.
I knew you were going somewhere.
I was going to try. I found a way to shoehorn that in. All right, so let me timeline this for you. Let me walk you through this, Kev. And, mm-hmm. and you know, Rap Sucks Radio listeners. Once her phone was taken away, she tweeted from a Nintendo 3DS. Her mother figured that out, told her this account's going to be deleted. She actually tweeted, her mother tweeted to the account, this is about to be deleted. Her mother showed some restraint or whatever. And then the young lady, after getting her 3DS taken away and her phone, tweeted from the Wii U. All right, we have a Nintendo fan here. She, mother figures that went out, folks. Then she moved on to an LG refrigerator. She tweeted from the fridge.
It's an LG smart refrigerator in stores now. Internet capable, network capable.
Where
control your fridge. Control your fridge from anywhere in the world. Just download the app.
Oh, dude. Yeah, where the sponsorship at, LG? The company behind the smart fridge, Kev, this doesn't end here.
Okay.
Caught wind of Dorothy's troubles, her issues, and created a hashtag via their Twitter, hashtag free Dorothy.
I didn't see that. Wow.
What kind of poor mom? LG just was like, screw parenting. We're going for marketing. Yeah. We're done with this.
Yeah, dude.
They described her as an icon, by the way.
An icon. Wow.
Yes. LG.
Wow.
LG.
So much. So much. It's just, first of all, gangster. Gangster moves. Not just a gangster move. She persisted. She figured out. Nature found a way to tweet. Oh, my goodness. So mom jumps into her account to send a message?
Yes.
Am I an evil parent? And I'm assuming you, if I am, you are, because I don't know if you would ever do this, but I assume you would.
Yes.
Just change the password. No?
Bottom line. Or just delete the account. Once you tweet it from the 3DS, the account's deleted. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
You don't get that chance again.
Yeah. I mean, and this is the thing. My child is too young to do any of that stuff yet, fortunately, but she's going to know. I'm not even going to have to tell her because she already knows my nature. And she's going to know that if she tries any of that, she doesn't fall back immediately. It's going to result in the most relentless avalanche of dad joke laden, trolltastic ridiculousness from me after I change her password. I'm going to change her password and then I'm going to be the one on there.
Making the news.
Yeah. First it'll be jokes that make, you know, her feel silly. And then it's just going to be a bunch of political stuff that just make all her friends unsubscribe, unfollow. Yeah. I'll do it from a Nintendo DS just to spike the football.
I'm like, tweeting from a Nintendo 3DS is like has to be the most horrible experience ever. And then following the tweeting from a Wii U is like, I mean.
Yeah, is there a keyboard on either of those consoles? Like a full QWERTY? So you're literally like with the Wii, are you just like doing tennis paddle strokes back and forth to different levels?
Like that stupid wand.
That's crazy, man. This is the one thing that this just reminded me of that we've never talked about, and I don't know if we need to talk about it now, but the dramatic message that she sent.
Yeah.
The cry for help.
Yes.
It's like, she's how old? 11? Or 14? How old?
She's a teenager, so I think, yeah, anywhere between, you know, 13 right. and 16.
Yeah, you got to be like, 13 or older,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it reminded me of the messages that I see from people who are like quitting the social media platform of choice.
Don't do it.
And it's super dramatic. There's all the reasons why, which is like, we know all the reasons why because we deal with all this shit every day and we still come back. And so that's the reason that you're going to leave. Okay. And then they come slinking back in.
Right.
3 months later.
Yep.
Because now they found out that, oh, I don't actually have any friends.
No, you know what, man? Just take a break. You don't have to announce it. Just take a social media break. Dude, it's perfectly fine. Everyone should do it. Take social media breaks.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. I think I treated Facebook once like ASAP Rocky treated Trump, and you actually called me or something, and you were like, are you okay?
For real. It will make you check on
people. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just to conclude this story, the teen told The Guardian, now, this is the crazy thing, like the mother has not had a voice. She's actually, the teen has had a voice through this entire thing. She told The Guardian in a message sent through her cousin's iPad. So think about this. She got her phone taken away, got her 3DS taken away, got her Wii U taken away, then, you know, tweeted through the fridge. So I don't know what they did to block the fridge. And The Guardian was able to still reach her through her cousin's iPad. This child, I don't even know. Anyway, the reason why her mom took her electronics away was so that she'd pay more attention to her surroundings. I'm going to have to say that in a weird way that worked. Because, not the way the mom wanted it, but fret not.
She was surrounded by internet-connected technology.
This, you have to respect her diligence here.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, wow is not even...
Wait, let me try something real quick. Okay, Google, play fart sounds.
Not even close. Nope. Okay. Oh, God. See, what a jerk. We haven't cursed on the show just yet, but we do have to give out the award. Occasionally, yep. We will give out this award. Sometimes we'll give it out to friends. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We close out this week with the Fuck It Award. AKA, as Kev noted, by the time I get to Arizona. this legend of a human being is unnamed. But... Yep. A Greyhound bus driver abandoned his bus during a pit stop and left his passengers stranded for hours. Roughly 3 hours into a trip from Dallas, a Phoenix-bound bus pulled over for what was supposed to be a 20-minute pit stop in Abilene, Texas. When 20 minutes turned into 2 hours, passengers grew suspicious and began calling Greyhound for answers. In the end... The group was stranded for nearly 9 hours before the company was able to find a replacement driver. One passenger did say, one passenger did say that a Greyhound representative bought everyone on the bus lunch while they waited. You were there for 9 hours, side note.
Yeah.
Yeah, lunch and dinner and free ticket.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Chick-fil-A, chicken sandwiches for everybody.
Right? Gay Popeye sandwiches. And however, that same passenger that noted that he was bought lunch along with the rest of the group is still waiting, hoping for a refund. Yeah, no.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get ASAP Rocky'd on that one.
Yeah, you are. KULR Channel 8 of Billings, Montana brings this report.
Yeah. Wow. So wait, you're telling me that... So this is the thing. My first that I jumped to was that I thought I had heard something like this before. So you're telling me that a station in Montana, in Billings, Montana, reported on something that happened in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. So I immediately was like, something sounds super gangster about this, but also maybe a hoax?
Possibly.
So I went up and looked, and in fact, yes. Courtesy of our favorite media conglomerate, Fox 19. And this is in October of 2018. Same thing happened in Louisville, Kentucky. Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
At a station where a bus was stranded with no driver for hours. It was headed to Chicago. And again, no identification on the driver. So maybe just two drivers, super gangster. So I go to Snopes, right?
Right.
Because that's what you do.
That's what you do.
When you care about your listeners, when you want your listeners to have the real 100% true facts, you go to Snopes, you make sure what's going on. Found nothing. I found nothing. Wow. So
okay.
So who knows? Maybe it's two stories that are identical that had equivalent levels of gangster and they both happened, actually. But what I was reminded of was the person who I think should be the runner up to the fucking award this week. Who was the woman who let me see if I can pull the key quote here. A 41-year-old woman had the winning lottery ticket worth over $3 million on Friday night, but showed up to work anyway on Monday to deliver one last package. And that package was a big dump on her boss's desk. When I saw that story, in another publication, and it warmed my heart.
Oh my God, dude.
But evidently it was a hoax. Yeah, so I'm sad. I'm sad again. I live a lifeless existence once again. But had it been true, she would have certainly been.
She would have been the runner-up.
At least the runner-up.
Yeah.
She might have actually won.
She actually might have won. That takes way more gall. Bladder.
Takes way more stomach.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That is really bad.
It's a good award, though. You know what? If you teach your kids to keep their nose to the grindstone, stay dedicated, they too may one day win this award.
Yeah, the fucking award will you know, it's a very important award in our society because, it's happening every single day. It actually could blend into a damn nature at some point because you could just give this to just about any creature on this planet. Yeah, man, I think that's wild. Provided, I bet this happens more often than reported, though. I mean, if you're a bus driver, how else do you quit? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah.
I mean,
write a letter, I guess.
You could, but I mean,
what? Send an email from your refrigerator? I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Just spitballing here.
Yeah, well.
You know.
LG, man. LG might sponsor you. LG is desperate for sponsors. If they chose a teenager just trying to tweet. LG is looking for people to sponsor. I think they can hit us up. I noted this. I can't use the note. It's an inside joke between me and Cy. I'll explain that later. But dude was definitely tired. Whoever it was tired of messing around with y'all, and he was off that bus. yeah, man, thank you. I can't even gather my thoughts. Like, I'm imagining being stranded just at a rest stop when the bus driver just mashes out my thought. Like, I'm feeling like I'm in the moment right now. If all of this is actually true, that had to super suck to be there for 9 hours. I was actually once on a Greyhound bus, and I was pulled off by immigration, headed from San Antonio to Austin for South by Southwest. And
wait, just you or everybody?
Well, there were about six or seven of us pulled off, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and I was the only one that it was questionable to pull me off. So fortunately, everyone else was let back onto the bus, right? Which was cool. So I wait my turn. I'm last in line, right? They were like, you, and I'm like, okay, you're doing this to be anti-discriminatory. Like, it's discriminatory. Like, don't use me, please, right? But shoot, they used that time to the maximum, man. They asked me questions for like 15 minutes. Like, where are you from? Where are you going? Where do you have, are you a citizen? I'm like, yes. And why are we doing this again? So yeah, it's my 15-minute Greyhound experience.
Wow.
So, yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's
yeah, it's very interesting information. Yeah, it's why I don't like the Spurs to this day. I somehow blame Tim Duncan for it. But anyway, you are now rocking with Rap Sucks Radio, man. Thank y'all for rocking with us.
No doubt.
A very interesting week, man. And shout out to my man Omega, who kind of procures quite a bit of odd news. So I pull a lot from Omega, man. So thank you for that.
Oh,
thank
okay.
you to Alan, who actually didn't do anything this week, but next week's episode, Traumatics will be part of it. So I'm just going to shout him out. Pre-shout out.
Word.
Like, subscribe, discuss, get down with us, rate, review, do it a whole 9 yards, man. This is Rap Sucks Radio, your homeboy Track Life and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Yep.
And we out of here like last year. Peace.
Peace.